just like that old-time rock and roll. By Love Locust and read by Love Locust. Baited by Ferris Cat and inspired by Izzy Beth's untitled genderfuck on RPS Advent. Callum and Molly aren't alone when he wakes up, stretching broadly and still buzzing from Molly going down on him. Jesus, if he'd known what multiple orgasms felt like, he'd have wanted to be a girl years ago. And nipples. If he ever gets back to being a man, he will definitely devote more time to Molly's nipples. Hugh's cigarette scratchy voice cuts the silence in the room. No fucking way, Molly. Cal's a girl. Cal hears the zipper go down and the soft thud of his pants hitting the floor. Cal can imagine Molly nodding and tucking a lock of hair behind her ear. Yeah, he is. The bed dips beside him and Hugh's rough fingers run up his side. Cal shivers and pulls Hugh down for a kiss. Molly's smooth fingers playing with his nipple as she bites his ear, her voice husky. Are you going to let Hugh fuck you, Cal? Don't I always? Cal groans as Molly's hand leaves his breast and slides down his smooth stomach to his pussy, her fingers teasing his clit. Molly's fingers enter him one by one, opening his tight, slick pussy, thrusting in time with Hugh's tongue on his clit. Moaning, Cal arches his hips, trying to get Molly's fingers deeper inside him. Feels good, doesn't it, Cal? My finger's fucking you. She slips a third finger in, and Hugh's mouth on your clit. Molly kisses him, soft and lush, and Cal wonders if his own mouth feels like that now. Yes, Cal moans, one hand in Hugh's hair, the other twisting his own nipple. Oh God, yes. Hugh licks round the base of Molly's fingers and back up to Cal's clit. Molly moans into Cal's mouth. You want Hugh to fuck you right now. You want to feel his cock thick inside you, his balls tight against your pussy. Hugh moans and sucks harder, the vibration of his laugh pushing Cal over the edge, pussy tightening on Molly's fingers and legs clenching Hugh's head. Cal doesn't realize Hugh is gone from between his legs until he hears the tear of a condom wrapper, and by then Hugh is back, his dick pushing into Cal, wider and hotter than Molly's fingers, slipping in easily. Cal's used to that dick being up his ass, and it feels different here. There isn't the sharp burn on first entry, and he can kiss Hugh's slick lips easier this way, licking his own taste out of Hugh's mouth, sucking on his tongue, stubble scratching against his face. Hugh leans back, hands hooking under Cal's thighs, thrusting harder. Cal jerks as Molly reaches between them to rub his clit gently, leaning up to kiss Hugh and then back down to kiss Cal, their tongues twining together. He comes again with Hugh's dick deep inside of him, Molly's fingers on his clit and her mouth on a nipple. He lies still for a moment, sated, limbs tingling, letting Hugh fuck him easily and slow before pushing Hugh's shoulder away from him. Fuck Molly, Hugh. Molly moans into Hugh's mouth, oh Christ, please, and rolls over onto her back, legs bent at the knee and spread wide. Grabbing a condom off the bedside table, she opens it and hands it to Callum. Hugh pulls out of Callum, kissing him slowly before skinning one condom off and putting another one on. He covers Molly for a moment, kissing her and playing with her breasts before pushing in hard and quick. Cal smiles at Molly's quick gasp of air and reaches between her legs, rubbing her clit hard, just the way he knows she likes it. Between them, they bring her off quickly, the feel of her clit swelling and the sound of her moans heady and familiar. Hugh strokes into her one, two, and three times, and then he's coming, head nestled in her neck, teeth marking her pale skin. Callum reaches blindly for the nightstand table, fingers closing on a pack of cigarettes. Shaking three out, he lights them and hands one to Molly and one to Hugh. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if he stays a woman. The end.